Sagt die Mishnah, daf Kuvov, omed Aleph on the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, atzot zippor lemigdol. If someone traps the Meleches Tzedah, a bird into a migdol is like a sheet of table migdol, it's like a box, like a small area, an enclosed migdol, that is like a oren, a shido, and you entrap the bird in there, or utzvila bayis, or a deer into a home, because a bird in a home, it flies around. But a tzvi into a bayis, it can't escape. So then you chay from leches tzeda. The chachomim oimrim, tzipor indeed is takay chay when you trap it into a migdol, into a box, into an oran, into a migdol type of area. However, kuvav amad beis, utzvi, when it comes to a deer, is yechayev even lebayis, velegino, lechotze, velebibrin, bachpatzin lebayis, min yechayev not just bayis, but also legino, lechotze, lebibrin, yechayev on all of them. So the machlokes is legabe tzvi, legino, lechotze, lebibrin. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, loikol habibrin shovin. Not all bibrin, the areas of a biber, not all shove. Zaklal, depends what kind of biber. Bechusa tzeda, if it's lacking tzeda, meaning you still have to be tzadit when it's in the biber, so then you potter. So then what you did was not a maisa tzeda. She'ena bechusa tzeda. If it's not lacking the maisa of tzeda, and the Gemara's going to explain what that means, so then you chayib, then what you did ultimately was a maisa tzeda. Now, even if it's tzvi, if it's tzipar lebayis, would not be chayiv, you're only chayiv in a tzipar lemigdol, but a tzipar lebayis where the windows are closed and it's entrapped, so it's still awesome in the Rabbonon, as I stated behed in Shinta Zayin in Shuchnorch, and the Mishbur over there. So it comes out in Afkamina, you can't just close the windows of your door, of your home, if a bird went in there. Even if it went in there on their own, even in due to Maisa trapping, because at the end of the day, it's an Issa Rabbonon. Now, over here, there's a Mechudosh Dekadin, and this is a Mechudosh Dekadin, especially in Tzeda, that if your intent is to close the window because you're cold, so then Bichlal not doing a Maisa Tzeda. By all Melochas, you have to come on to the Ptur of Ein Miskaven. My intent is not to be Koisev, my intent is not to be Chorish, my intent is not to be Mevashel. So even though you are Mevashel, it's a Melechas Ksiva that's taking place, a Melechas Bishel, and the food changed from uncooked to cooked, or the Dioy changed to Dioy into a written ice, or the land became plowed, until now it wasn't. So over here you can dan Mechavane Ein Miskaven. Mashenka by Tzeda, nothing changes in the mice and what you did. So nothing changed to the deer, to the bird. So it's only your kavana. So if your intent is to, because you're cold and you close the window, then it could be your potter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda that says Dovashen Miskaven is not potter. So that would be a chiddush in Melechas Seda, in such an oifen, al kaponim by the Drabonon, by merely closing your window when the bird is in there, that if your intent is time, you're closing the window because it's cold, that would not be called Melechas Seda, even with Drabonon. Ein Shom, the Mishnah Berurah, in Shin Tezayin, Sifkotten Hei. Zog die Gemara, daf kufova mit Beis, sinan hosom. Es steht in der Mishnah in Bey, daf chof Gimel. Ein zodim dogim in abibrin. You're not allowed to trap and catch fish from a pond. Biyontif on yontif. Now even though Eichon Nefesh is mut on yontif, so Rashi in Bey learns that the reason why it's osa to trap them on yontif is because it's efshal asoysa me'er of yontif. The mice is shchita. Maybe you want to have fresh meat, so maybe you're allowed to be shecht on yontif. Mashenka, the mice of trapping, that could have been done erev yontif. Kol she'ef shal asoysim erev yontif, there's no het of oichel nefesh. The Ramban says that which is muta oichel nefesh, and even the hechsher, is the hechsher for the achila itself. Afia and bishul, these are hechsher for the achila. Mashenka, tzeda of something that's not bishusoy, that's not a hechsher for the achila. That's a step before that. So mele da wataka nabi muta al zeichen nefesh. So again, it says in the Mishnah over there, ain't sodin dagin bin abibim biyontev, ve ain noisin lefneim is zoinois. And likewise, since you can't trap them, so your mind is removed from them, so mele de mukta, so now you can't feed them. If they're mukta because you're messiah das from them because you can't trap them, so mele hain sinas mezoinois is taka osa because it's mukta. Aber zodin chayva oif, mashenken chayna oif from a bibor, you're allowed to trap on yontev. Why? Because in a biber, it's already considered trapped, so it's not considered that you're trapping. So the tzeda that you're doing is not a maisa tzeda, it's not a melocha b'chlal. So since your money is not removed from them, so men are noisim with name is earnest. You're allowed to feed them also. They're not muktzah because your mind is not removed from them, because what you have to do now is not a ma'aseh tzedah. So Mela zok the Mishnah over there that ain noisim. Ain't tzadin dogim and abibim beyond the dogim, you can't, and you can't give them a zaynus. However, tzadin chayva oif from a biber, v'noisel v'neim a zaynus, and those you could feed mazaynus because they're not mukta. In this state, that it's in a biber already trapped. On that, Gemara has a kasha as follows from a different braisa. Ureminu, bibrin shall chayis v'shal oifs v'shal dogim. We put them all together. Chayis, oifs, and dogim, all in the same category, ain't tzadin and beyontif. You're not allowed to tzad them on yontif. Meaning not just dogim, you can't be tzad, but even chayv oifis, you can't be tzad either. And likewise, if you can't be tzad, so then they're not considered nitzoidin from a bibar, so then they're mukta, and you can't give them a zaynis either. So the Mishnah says that chayv oifis, you're allowed to be tzad from a bibar, and you're allowed to feed them. And the Braisa says that they're the same category like dagim, that ain't sodin, not just dagim, but also chayva oifis, and you can't give them a zaynus. So kasha chaya chaya kasha oifis a oifis. So the more as follows. Bishlem chaya chaya loy kasha, horeb Yehuda, horeb onon. We have a machlekes in our Mishnah, legabe tzvi. Reb Yehuda says, alaf kuvovam and aleph, the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda oimer, Hatzot tzipa lemigdol v'tzvi lebayis is chayiv. A tzvi is only considered tzad in a bayis. A tzvi in a chotzer or gina or bibar is not considered trapped. So bishlem according to Reb Yehuda, so I understand that a tzvi is not considered trapped. So mele ain't sodin. You can't do ma'aseh tzedah. Just like you can't do ma'aseh tzedah on dagim, you can't do on chayin or oifas, because according to Reb Yehuda, a tzvi is only trapped in a bayis. Mashik in a bibar is not. So mele chay is not shver. Chay is not considered trapped. So mele what you're doing now is a ma'aseh tzedah. So it's also an ain noisim for name is zaynus. So bishlem is zogdemol chay chay loy kasha hora bida rabbonon. Rabbonon that's hold that tzvi legina lechotzel lebimen is already considered trapped. So mele because you're chayiv on that. So mele it's already considered trapped because that's called a ma'aseh tzedah. Doesn't have to be in a bayis. It can be in a biber also. You're chayiv for that tzedah. So if it's in the biber, it's already entrapped. So if it's already entrapped, you're allowed to be tzad from there on yontif. So that's going to Rabbonin that say that you're allowed to be tzodin. The Mishnah that says tzodin chayis on yontif. Meaning, dogim not, but chayis yes. So mele it can be miyashiv. The Mishnah that says, tzodin chayiv oif, the chayiv part at least is going to the Rabbonin. It's very considered trapped in a biber. And the braisa that says that ain't sodin, neither chayis and oifas like dogim, is a contributor, because until you place it in a bias, it's not considered trapped, so you can't take it from a biber. So melech chaya chaya loy kasha, hogab yudo rabonon, elo oifas a oifas kasha. What are you going to answer about oifas? By oifas, the chayra, we said clearly that it's only considered entrapped, it's sipar is like an oif, only in a migdol. So if it's not in a migdol, if it's not in a box, if it's not in a closet, if it's not in an oven or a migdol, so then it's not considered trapped. So if so, taking it from a bibar should be also, because it's not considered trapped. And it's no machlokes Rabbi Rabbonon legabe oifus by tzipa, they all agree. So how could the Mishnah say that sodin chayva oif from a bibar, and the Brice says you're not sad a oif from a bibar lechort astirin oif a oif. You're going to tell me there's a difference between what kind of biber? It depends if the biber is makura or not. If it's enclosed with a roof, so then a bird is considered trapped. But if it's not enclosed, so of course it's not considered trapped when it's in there, because it can fly right out. In fact, that can't be the difference, because the Mishnah clearly says that a tzipa is only considered tzeda in a migdol, not in a bias, even though a bias is makura. So we see makura is not the criteria to be considered trapped. For a bias, the makura who uvein Rabbi Yehuda mele Rabbonon, tzipa lemigdol in, lebayis loy, tzipa is only chayv and tzeda when it's in a migdol, even though a bias is makura, that's not considered trapped because it flies around. So ibezoy, it's a stirin, oif a oif, between a bias and a Mishnah. And to the Gemara, Omer Rabba Rav Huna, Hocha b'tzipar d'chor askinon. We're talking about a very specific bird. We're talking about a pigeon and a dove, these type of birds, or tzipar d'chor, that flies around. Even in a home, it feels free. It's very, very, it feels not entrapped even in a home, because it's a d'chor. Zogti Gemara, she'ein mekabel morus. It doesn't accept upon itself any authority. So since it doesn't accept authority, even in a bias, so Mamela, it's not entrapped even in a bibor. And that's why Taka ain't sodin. You can't take from there. As I stated in Braise, you can't take the oifers from the bibor on Yontif. Hashem, in the Mishnah, it says that sodin oif, you're allowed to take the oif from the bibor, is not talking about a bibor drawer. So if it's not talking about a tzipor drawer, I mean. So if it's not a tzipor drawer, so Mamela in a bibor, it's already considered entrapped. A chicken is not like a dove or a pigeon. That type of bird is not going to fly away. So Mela from there, you're allowed to take it. It's not considered entrapped. As Nochem Azok the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Rav Huna, Hocha b'tzipor dror askinon, fisha eina mekabel as morus, it doesn't accept authority. So Mela, even if it's in a bais that's mekura, itaka is going to go from corner to corner. It means nothing. So Masha Enkein, if it's not a tzipor drawer, it's considered entrapped when it's already in a place that's mekura. The Tonet Ve'er Yishmael lo maniko shmo tzipor drawer mnei shedora bebayis kebesoda. It lives as free as it does in the field, like it does in the home. Because at the end of the day, it's not a couple of mowers, it flies from corner to corner. So Mela, it's not considered that it's considered trapped, and that's why you are takachayev when you tzod from the bibor. And that's shot in the braise that it says, ain't tzod in chayev oifers. Zog to Gemara, hashed the osed lahochi. Now that you're giving this chilek, and you're saying that the difference between the braise and the mishnah depends what kind of tzipa we're talking about. So, and likewise, what kind of bibor we're talking about. So you can say the same thing by chaya. Chaya chamin, nami loy kasha. You can say the difference between the two chayas is, without saying, ho rabid or rabonon, ho bibor godl, when it's a bibor godl and you can't catch it, so then it's considered the chay when you start from there. Ho bibor cotton, where it's already considered entrapped, so then it's mutter to take it from there on yontif, and it's not considered entrapped. So, Gemara, what's this definition? How do you differentiate? How do you define the difference between a biber gold and biber cotton? On that, Gemara says three terutzim. Zog the Gemara, heichid omi biber gold, heichid omi biber cotton. Omer Rav Ashi, one teretz says, kol heichid roit basrei. If you have to chase it, and umotil lebechad shichya, and you can grab it in one shot, in one swoop, so that's considered a biber cotton. That's really considered entrapped, because me trapping it out, all it takes is one swoop. That's called biber cotton. V'idoch, anything more than one swoop is considered biber gold. Another teretz, inami, kol echad nofil tula diksolim. Adodi, when the shadow that's created by the walls of the bibor from both sides, opposite sides, the shadows, the shade that's created by the sun, hits each other. If the shade on the floor, the shade, hits each other from both walls, so that's called bibor cotton. Now, l'chari, it depends on how tall the walls are. So Tosef right away says, there was a standard size of the wall in construction, how high it was, and if the shade of the wall that's created hits each other, so that's called the biber cotton. So kolheicha, zog the Gemara, kolheicha the nofet tula diksolim adodi, when the tula diksolim hits each other from both walls on the floor, so that's called biber cotton. V'idach, anything more than that, if it doesn't hit each other, that's a biber godl. Inami, zog demar, third teretz, kol heich de leki uktze utze. Uktze utze. Any biber that doesn't have corners, doesn't have crevices, doesn't have corners that the tzvi can hide in there, so that's called biber cotton. Even it might run around, but it doesn't have a place to hide in a corner or a crevice. V'idach biber godl. However, if it does have these crevices or corners, uktze utze, so that's called a biber godl. Then it's ready called the biber gol. Then it's not easily that you can catch it. That's the agdor of biber gol and biber cotton, three terutzim in the Gemara. So it comes out in the maskana that a tzipor, that's a drawer, is taka only considered tzod when it's in the migdol. But a tzipor that is not a drawer, a regular bird, so someone that doesn't fly around like that, so then it's in a bias, it's considered that you're doing a ma'aseh tzedah. Zeh paskan shulchan aruch. The Rambam, the riff and the rushes bring the din of tzot zipper lemigdol chayiv, but lemaisa the way the Shulchan Aruch comes out in the Taz and the Tur is dafka by tzipper drawer in a migdol. Masha ain kein a bird that's out of tzipper drawer in a bais you're talking bichayiv. Zogt die Gemara, Reb Shimon Gamliel loimer, Reb Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah, loy kol habibrin shovin. Not all bibrin are created equal. Zaklal, mechusa tzeda, if it's lacking tzeda, that means it's not trapped yet, then your potty didn't do anything. Shein mechusa tzeda, it's already trapped, it's not lacking trapping, so then you chayef. Zogt die Gemara, Rav Yosef, Rav Yudah Mashmuel, halok Reb Shimon Gamliel. The halok is like him, like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that a tzeda is only considered a tzeda that you chayef on, if it's already considered trapped, and it's not mechusa tzeda. It's easily trappable. Once it's in this area, it's amechus or ma'aseh tzeda. Then you're chayev. So I'm going to say, Abaya, halach michal de pligi. He told me halach is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Nobody argues in that. The Chachomim, the Rabbanon also agree. We said in the last Gemara that it's considered in one swoop. That's considered that it's trapped. If it's not in one swoop, it's not. So we see it. Everyone agrees that there's a difference between biber cotton and biber gold, and not all bibers are the same. We had three terutzim in the Gemara. What the definition of biber cotton, biber gold is? Halach michal de pligi. Who argues? Omalei. So Rav Yosef told Abaya back, my nafkaloch mina. Meaning, what does it bother you? What's the difference that if Yudah Mashmul said that Halach is like Reb Shimon Gamliel? If it's coming to imply that he argues in the Chachomim, according to you, nobody argues. So then, for sure, that loch is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So then, what's the difference? For sure, you're moida. That loch is like a shbag. Omalei. So Abaya told him back, Gemara, Gemara, Zmarta Tehei. Meaning, that my learning is I'm saying the Shakla V'taya in order that it should be a zemer, in order that it should be a tune, so to speak. Meaning, even something that's not necessary, and something that's self understood, is still a chelik of the Shakla V'taya. Why? In order that it should be like a zemer, the ikkaz, it should be like a zemer, so mela, even if it wasn't necessary, it was taka said. Zog du moavayte tonu rabonon, hatzot tzvi suma. If someone traps a tzvi, a deer that is blind, v'yoshen, or it's sleeping, you're still chayev, even though it doesn't see you. But since it's very sensitive, as soon as you approach it, it runs away, so when you trap it now, it's called a maizet tzeda. However, chiger v'zokein v'choyla, if the animal, the tzvi is limping, or it's old, it's frail, it's ill, so then you put it, then it's already considered entrapped. Omle abayla rabbi Yosef, maishna hani or maishna hani, what's the difference between them? Why is sumar yoshen chayev, and why is choyla v'zokein and chiger potter? Zog de gemara, hani avidil rabuye. Even though they're sleeping or even though they're blind, as soon as you come near them, they're very sensitive and they jump and run away. So now you didn't trap them, it's called Seda. Mashenkin Hani, but it's a chiger, zokin, a choyla, loyavid elabuye, it's not prone to run away. So Mela, it can't move, so it's considered that you did not trap it. Fagdimar Astirin, choyla lane, but Tanya, choyla chayiv, you're saying choyla, you're potter because it's already considered entrapped on its own. It says in Ebraisa, choyla is chayiv. Om Rav Sheish, there's two types of illnesses. Loi kasha. Ha b'choyle machmas ish osa. Ha b'choyle machmas uftzino. It depends. If it's a choyle because it has a high fever. So even if you have a high fever, but if you feel endangered, then suddenly you get adrenaline and you run away. So then choyle machmas ish osa, so it can run away. And when you trap it, it's called you trapped it. Mashenkin choyle machmas uftzino. When it's totally exhausted, out of exhaustion, it can't move, it's so far matter. So then it's already considered entrapped. And then what you're doing is not a maizet seder. So drashi uftzino ayefus. Shen yochel lozes bimkoimoi. So then not of oimidi, it's already considered entrapped. Here there's no adrenaline that it suddenly gets. It can't move. Mashenke, when it's high fever, then suddenly you can move, and when you trap it, it's called you trapped it. Zog di gemara vayte tonu rabbonon, hatzot chagovin. If someone traps a grasshopper, or gazin, or a different type of grasshopper that is tar, that you're allowed to eat, tzeroin v'yatushin, or gnats, mosquitoes, b'shabes yechayev divra meya. V'chachomim oimrim, kol shabimino nitzad, meaning, if this type of species is what people usually trap, there's a tzorech b'hem, you can use them for something. So then and since chagoven and gozin takas mutu b'achila, they're kosher, so then you chayev on the tzeder. Masha'enkein, kol she'enu nebimin in itzad. Masha'enkein, yitushin, gnats, mosquitoes, you have no purpose in them. mitzad them. You don't need them for anything. So then your potter, that's not called b'mina nitzad, and that you're not b'chayiv. So the Chachamim argue, and the mechalik between chagoven and gozen, which is called b'mina nitzad, it's kosher l'achila, and tzoroin v'yetushin, which is not b'mina nitzad. It's not something that doesn't go hunting for ants and for gnats and for mosquitoes. So mainly for those, your potter is not b'mina nitzad. Now, even though b'ein b'mina nitzad, we're saying now that you're not chayiv, but it's still osa. That means a person is not b'mina nitzad to trap a mosquito, but mitzad mi'isad rabbonim state clearly in Shulchan Aruch that it would still be osa even though it's not b'mina nitzad. So therefore, the Ramah says takin shinta zayin that a person has to be careful not to close on Shabbos a drawer that might have zvuvim inside. So even though my intent is not to be tzad, but lemaisa they're going to be tzad bevadois, they're for sure going to be trapped. So even though it's not b'mina nitzad, it's also lechatchila. So even ain't b'mina nitzad, it's also, so merely you have to be careful when you close the drawer, there shouldn't be a zvuv inside. Others are matir, and they say no, that since you can't get the zvuv, that means it's not considered entrapped. Because as soon as you're going to open the drawer to get it, it's going to fly away. So you never did a ma'aseh tzedah because it's not in your ability to be'etzem get it and get it in your hand. Just because closing the door doesn't mean the drawer that now you have it. V'raya, try to get it, open the drawer, it'll fly right out. Zog the Gemara Tanya Yidoch, we learned in a different braisa. Hatzot chagovim b'shas atal. If you tzad a chagav, if the antennas of the chagav, of the grasshoppers, are wet b'shas atal in the time of dew, so they can't see, they're like blinded. So at the time when the antennas are wet, so they don't see, so they're like sumim. So then you potter, because it's considered nitzot already. It's not like a deer that when it's blind, it's still considered that you're doing a ma'aseh of trapping because it's very sensitive. Here, it's not considered you're trapping them. Mashenga b'shasha shrav, when it's a heat wave, so they can see, even though it's very hot, you're chayev. Elozim ben voy oimer, imoy mekalchu yisuboyis, if they're coming in a big group, you have thousands of chagovim together, so then, your potter, and the question is, what's he going on? Is he going on and saying that b'shas atal, you're only potter when they're coming all together as a big group? Or he's saying that b'shas ashrav, that you're chayev, but if they're coming as a big group, then you're potter, even though it's b'shas ashrav. That's Gemara Sofik. Zog the Gemara, Yibayelu, Elozim ben Mavoy, Yareisha Koyi, is he going on the Reisha? That says that b'shas atal, you're potter. He says that's dafka when they're coming together in a group. Or no, or I say for koi, meaning stam tal, you're not be potter. Only when it's betziruf that it's bekalchus boys. Or I say for koi, it's going on the sefer. The sefer that says, b'shas ashrav yichayev, on that he says, that's only when they don't come as a big group. But if they're coming together as one big bunch, then you're potter even b'shas ashrav. So, tomorrow, raya, toshma, state in the braisa. Hatzot chagovim b'shas atal yepota b'shas ashrav yechayev eloz ben voy oimel. Black and white, it says clearly afilu b'shas ashrav imoy mekach zubois yepota. That means it's coming to say the sefer that says b'shas ashrav you are chayev, but if it's mekach zubois, then even b'shas ashrav you are going to be potter. Now the svara when they're coming together bunched up, so they be'etzem entrapped in a way. They be'etzem all together. So mele what you're doing now, even though it's b'shas ashrav, It's not called that you're entrapping them because they're already bunched together and they have nowhere to go because they're all surrounded by one another. So Rashi says, Harbe b'yachad shein mezumonos likach. Is mashma that there isn't a specific one that you're going to grab. You might end up getting one, but akoponim, that's not called the ma'aseh trapping because you're not getting the specific one you wanted to. If you're going to trap them, they're all together, so you might end up getting one. So the Avnei Nezer brings a raya here to the Taz in Shinta Zayin that's mechalik between a drawer that has a dvarim inside that you're allowed to cover that drawer versus a machzeles and a kaveres dvarim that you're not allowed to. He says the difference is because a drawer, as soon as you open it to try to get it, they're all going to get out. You're not going to get it. Mashenken a machzeles dvarim, there's so many together, al kaponim, you'll get one. So he just wants to bring a raya, and he says that we see the svara that even though there isn't any specific mesuyim that is notzud, that's considered nitzot va'oimed already, because the ma'isa, one of them will be trapped. Versus when they're all going to get out, that's not called nitzot va'oimed. Zog the Mishnah tzvi shenichnas labayis. If a tzvi enters a home on its own, v'no'al echot befonov chayev. Now, if one person closes the door, so now he's considered chayev because he did the ma'isa of trapping. No lushnayim, mashe enkein, if two people do it together, shnayim shasua, So then they're potter, because Shnayim Shasu is potter in Shabbos. However, if let's say the door was not able to be closed by one person alone, you needed two people to do it, so it's any yochel v'any yochel, lo yochel echel lino v'nolu shnayim, so then chayovin, because any yochel v'any yochel, so then they're considered that together they're doing the malacha. Reb Shimon Poiter, that's Reb Shimon Lishitosoi, that says that even any yochel v'any yochel is considered potter, you have to do the ganze malacha, and Shnayim Shasu is potter even by any yochel v'any yochel. If you trap a lion on Shabbos, even if you're holding it by its collar, you have it, you think you have it trapped, until you place it in a cage. Because a lion that you're holding and you think you have it around a leash, that's not called trapped. It can turn right around and run away and get away. So Mela, it's not contained and trapped until you place it in a cage, legurzik ishaloi. Now, some of you want to say, what's the chiddush bechalal and shnayim shasua over here by any yochav, any yochav, yechayev? We already know the din of any yochav in the previous mishnayis and oitzah. So the chiddush is that over here, the melechas tzedes and mechudush tik a melocha. Because be'etzim, it's a melocha that, a melocha of grommer. I'm not doing a maisa. It's only a grommer. So you might think over here, even shnayim shasua by any yochav, maybe we're not bechayev. Komashlon, even in this melocha, which is a grumma ba'alma, I'm not doing a maisa to the tzvi, I'm just closing the door, now we can't get out, still shnayim shasu b'eni v'yochel, and v'yochel is taka chayiv. Or if it only say the din over here, you would say Reb Shimon over here is the one that patters by any yochel, v'eni yochel, by shnayim shasu, because over here, you didn't do a maisa, it's only a grumma. Mashenkin by a regular shnayim shasu, maybe any yochel, v'eni yochel, Reb Shimon would be agree. So merely you need the machlokes of Shimon Rabbonon in both mishnayis by both melochas. So there's taka two chidushim in the melechas tzeda. Number one, the melechas tzeda is a mechudish dika melocha that it's be'etzim chayiv al de groma, even though usually groma with the rice is potter. And number two, when a tzvi goes into a home and you're noyel adeles because you're cold, that's not called the melechas tzeda. Zesh ten bi'alocha in Shinta Zayin. So we see clearly that it's not because of Einem Eskaven. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a kavana that you need because that's the cheft of the melacha. Otherwise, I'm closing my window because I'm cold. So that's what's unique about melechas seda more than other melachas. Not because of the commandment, because of melechas machsheves without kavana, it's not a melacha. It's because the melacha is only vivad, you're doing it to trap and not you're doing it to because you're cold. Mashenken, other melachas, it's a melacha be'etzim that you're doing. You wrote, you're a chayrish, you're a mevashel. Here, it's only tzeda, vivayt, you're trapping, not because you're cold. That's called a ma'isa trapping. All right, we'll stop over here by the bottom Mishnah on the Kuvov, Daf Kuvov, Amid Beis, 4 lines from the bottom.